Good evening, everyone. My name's Manuel, and I have alcoholism.
Excited to be here tonight. I'd like to thank Bill and the Dollar Speaker Group for asking me to share tonight. I was hoping that that I could share a prayer that I wrote with the group, inspired by Joe Hawk. That'd be all right, Bill? Okay. So a few months ago, I had the opportunity to the privilege to share down with the Alana Club, and you know, that night I invited God into the room, and I decided I'm not going to do that tonight. I'm not going to do it. And so, okay, guys, with that thought in mind, could I have a moment of silence? God, at this very moment, we realize your presence down deep inside of each and every one of us. Father, please lay aside our prejudice about what we think we know about you, about each other, AA, and this meeting. Lord, remove our fears so we may know your truth and demonstrate who you would have us be. I ask that we be given strength and courage to share your truths with each other in a real spirit of love and compassion. Amen. Really excited to be here tonight, everybody. I think that the first thing that we should find out is, you know, who is this guy up here tonight sharing? You know, is he an alcoholic? Is he a drug addict? Is he neither, or is he both? You know, I want to look at those two things separate, okay? Just in case there's some people in here tonight that are maybe confused about what their truth is about their alcoholism or drug addiction or both or neither, okay? And I just want to share with you, you know, what my truth is, you know, and I'd like to take us right to page 44, you know, look at your summary to page to step one, and you know, I got to ask myself two questions, right? Where alcohol is concerned, when I was drinking, did I have a little control of the amount that I took in? You know, when I was drinking, could I set the mark at four beers or two glasses of wine, and could I hit that mark? Could I drink to that amount and stop? You know, and I couldn't pull that off. Okay. You know, the book's got two questions for us. My first answer to the first question, to have little control, little amount over the amount that I took in, the answer is yes. Okay? Alright, now, the second question the book says is when I had those brief periods of sobriety, when I had a week sober, I had a month sober, I had a few years sober, could I stop, and when I was stopped, could I stay stopped? You know, what's my experience? You know, my experience abundantly confirms that I can't stay stopped. Okay, and I'm going to give you a few examples of that. Okay, now folks, I'm gonna ask myself these two questions where drugs are concerned. Okay, all right. When I took narcotics, could I set the mark at how much I was going to use, and could I pull that off? Okay. So that my answer is no, I couldn't pull that off. Okay? I had little control of the amount that I took in. Okay? Right? And by the grace of God, when I had a moment sober or a week clean, was I able to pull that off? Could I stay stopped? And I couldn't pull that off either. Okay? Now, so folks, that's my truth, okay? And it was important for me to know what my truth was, okay? Because the reason why that truth is important for me is that this program demands rigorous honesty, okay? That's the truth about my drinking and using, okay? Now, that may not be everyone's truth, okay? That may not be your truth, okay? But that's my truth, you know? And you know, if you're here tonight and you have that same problem with narcotics, but you don't have that problem with alcohol, then I'd love to talk to you about it after the meeting. Okay, because I believe our program will work for you too. So, folks, let me take a drink of water. All right. So our folks got two questions here. You know, I went to my fifth and last rehab. I was there. I was there the second day, and they had me take a test, 450 questions. You know, and I'm amazed that our book has two. You know, the two questions I just talked about. You know, was I able to control the amount when I drank, and could I stay stopped, you know, and the book says here that if I answer yes to both those questions, that I'm an alcoholic, you know. So I'm an alcoholic. Hmm. All right, so what's that mean? So what's the problem? You know, I forgot to share with you folks that it's my intent tonight to share with you what the problem is, alcoholism, what the solution is, where to find it, and who to get it from, and who you can get it from, okay? All right, so if I'm an alcoholic, you know, the book tells me that, man, if you're an alcoholic, you've lost the power of choice. You've gotten to a point where you've lost the power of choice in drink. Okay? The book doesn't say that I'll regain that choice again. I've lost the power of choice, you know, and the book says that I won't have any defense over saying stop. You know, it isn't about that I can't drink, it's that I will. You know, and man, I'm thinking about it right now, and I'm thinking about that question, man. My sponsor, you know, asked me, he drove me nuts, man. He asked me, man, what does your experience tell you? And she drove me nuts, man, because, you know, I can't run from my experience, you know. My experience abundantly confirms over and over again that when I put alcohol in my system, I might be days, months later before I'm able to stop. You know, I'm a daily drinker. Okay. The other thing that I want to say is that you know, I got to a point where I wanted to quit drinking and I couldn't. You know. Before I got here, I'd been to about five rehabs. I've been to three outpatient treatment programs. I've been to the county jail. I've been to Bob Wiley. Again, my experience abundantly confirms that I can't quit. I wanted to quit and I couldn't. You know, when I got here this last time, after my fifth rehab, while I'm in that fifth rehab, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm just hating it one more time, you know, and I'm sitting there in rehab and I'm thinking, man, I'm thinking Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. It's the only place that I knew that there were some people that were sober, you know. And I didn't know how they were doing it. It's just that I was out of options, you know. I had exhausted, you know, all the options that I could come up with, jails, institutions, and rehabs. I'd been to 1,000 AA meetings before. I drink again. So I'm sitting in this rehab, man, and I'm taking Alcoholics Anonymous, you know, and I'm gonna get out of me. I'm gonna get out of this rehab. You know, I've got four felonies, and I've got two misdemeanors, and I'm gonna get out. And I'm gonna go to meetings every day, and I'm gonna drug test every day. I'm gonna enroll in outpatient treatment one more time, I walked out of this rehab, even though my experience abundantly confirmed in the past that that wouldn't work, that hadn't worked, I had nowhere else to go. You know, and that was the only thing I could come up with. And I'm on my way home from this rehab, and I decided to call my friend Dale, and I'm going to go to meetings every day, so I'm going to call him and ask him where he's going, you know. I'd like to go to some meetings and be around some people that I knew. And I called him and I said, yeah, I'm going to go to these meetings. I'd like to go with you. Where are you going? And he says, well, yeah, I'm going to spend stagnating over here. But then I had his home group, but I don't know if you're ready for that. What? Well, what do you mean I'm not ready for that? Well, now I really want to go, right? So, that's what's going on over there. So, you know, I walked into an AA meeting and I walked into this group folks, I've been to 1,000 meetings already. I've been to 5 rehabs, you know. Two of them the best in the country at the time, and I walk in and I'm hearing stuff that I never heard before. For a gentleman, sure, and I'm like, ooh, what's this guy saying? So when that meeting was over, you know, I didn't need to go up to him. He came up to me and was wondering what I was doing there, you know, I said, what kind of question is that? Did you get clean sober? Well, he asked me if, you know, if I was willing to go to any lengths to stay sober, you know, and I said, yeah, sure. He gave me some directions, I asked him, he asked me to read the book, a week later I called him and we met, and he asked me, what made me think that I was an alcoholic, you know, I was floored that I didn't have an answer to that question, you know. I think it's a pretty important question, and maybe I ought to know what's the problem here, you know. Not knowing the problem, not knowing the problem kept me from turning this to the solution, okay, that I'm going to share with you, and I'll share with you folks here in a little bit. So folks, I want to be real clear, as clear as I can be about, you know, about this problem, you know, this problem of alcoholism. Folks, I can't quit drinking, okay? I want to quit and I can't, okay? You know, and if that's the case, then how am I clean and sober today, you know? Could you quit drinking? You know, what does your experience tell you? And can you stay stopped, you know? Book says if I have that condition, it wasn't that I can drink, it's that I will, you know? And I had, you know, I'm liable after, my experience says I'm liable after two and a half years, you might walk up to me and hand me a beer, I just might take it. With no thought, I didn't know you were going to be there, you hand it to me and I just take it. Okay, that's been my experience. So folks, what am I going to do here now? What am I going to do? I got a hell of a problem. Okay, I can't quit drinking. The day's going to come that I'm going to pick up that drink. Well, what am I going to do? Huh? Anybody got any ideas for me? What am I going to do? You know, the You know, when I'm reading this book, I like to change the statements in the book to questions and direct them at me. And the book says, hey, Manny, if you got this problem, you got this problem with alcoholism, you're without defense against the first drink, we have two solutions for you. Die an alcoholic death, but live on a spiritual basis. That's what we got for you. That's what we got for you, folks. Now, I'm going to cut to the chase right now for you. That's what we got for you. What we got here for you is a conscious contact with God. Okay? So, and that's all that we got for you, you know? But, you know, could that be enough, you know? Could that be enough to come between this problem of alcoholism, this problem that I can't quit drinking and I can't stay stopped, you know? So I meet with this guy and we start going through this process and we start looking at our first step and we start looking at whether I'm alcoholic or whether I'm not, you know? And I won't spend a lot of time on it, but, you know, going through this process, line by line in the book, changing statements to questions, it hit me on Jim's story on page 35, and it hit me in my innermost self that I had this problem. You know, not that I couldn't drink that I would, and there wasn't going to be anything I could do about it. Now, when it hits me in my innermost self, what's that feel like? It feels like desperation. Okay? That's what it feels like. No, man, I can't, there's nothing I can do about this. So, die alcoholic death or live on a spiritual basis. Alright, so now I've got the problem. Me and my sponsor continue to go through this process, and the book's going to ask me, and he's going to ask me to consider that maybe there's a God, maybe he can come between me and the drink. If I'm willing to believe that there is a God, I'm sure that's fine, no problem. I've always believed there's a God, I just don't believe that, you know, I can work in my life, you know. I don't think I can access that power, I mean. But, you know, I'm willing to believe that, you know, and then I was asked to consider, now that I'm willing to consider that there is a God, that I need to make a choice, that either God's going to be nothing or God's going to be everything, okay? And, you know, folks, I'm here desperate, right? I'm going to go ahead and decide, okay, they get, all right, fine. Live on a spiritual basis. Okay, how do I do this? All right, so we're going through this process, and I decided that God's going to be everything, and we continue forward, and then I make a decision. And it's just a decision that whatever God's will is, that's fine. I'll do God's will. You do my will. I made a decision. You know, we sat down and we prayed about it. You know, folks, I've heard it said before and said before the members of my group, and I have to believe it that you know, maybe God took that decision that I made a little more serious than I did, maybe because by the grace of God, right after our third step, the book asked you to launch vigorously into step four, into this inventory process, you know, and by the grace of God, I did just that, you know. I also made a decision, you know, when I made a decision to turn my will over to God, Mike, one of the things that, you know, I want to explain because, you know, when I was new here, what is this decision? You know, the book talks about step three that I need to quit playing God. Okay? And I'm gonna make a decision to turn my life over to God, okay? That God's gonna be the director, that I'm gonna be the actor, that God's gonna be the father, and I'm gonna be the child, okay? Alright? And I'm gonna try to live up to that. But then I'm gonna quit trying to play God, right? I'm gonna quit trying to tell you what to do, okay? So, and what does that look like? You know, I think think that you guys here at the Valley Speaker Meeting, you guys ought to go to a meeting every day. And you know what? I think that you guys ought to get a job and go to school and... Guys, that doesn't sound very good, huh? That didn't work out very good for me either. And so, you know, I'm going to consider that I got to quit playing God, right? And I'm not sure what that looks like, right? But I made a decision to turn my will over to God, okay? And like I said earlier, by the grace of God, I vigorously launched into a resentment inventory, a fear inventory, a sex inventory, okay? And a lot of prayer now. You know, now at this point I'm armed with a second prayer. You know, I walked in here with an Our Father, and that's all I had. You know, now I've got a third step prayer. You know, I used to walk around at this point. I'd scratch my head, and say, man, what are these prayers, man? What damn prayer are my sponsor saying? What are they saying? The morning when he wakes up. You know, I mean, I got here. You know, that's all I had. You know, I had an Our Father prayer, and that's all I had. You know, and so I got a lot in this resentment inventory. You know, and I got a lot of information. I got a lot of information about myself, you know. I found out that I was selfish and self-seeking. I found out that I was causing harm to others. I found out that I was in the delusion that several people had harmed me, you know. But you know, that information wasn't enough, you know. If that information was enough, when I had been in those rehabs or I had been to the psychologist, you know, I got a lot of information there about myself too, you know. But why can't an Alcoholics Anonymous this time? And we took directions precisely out of the book and we looked at my resentments, you know, and then we looked at the 41 fears that I had. And I found out that they were driving me. Okay? And then what I had to find out was that playing God didn't work for me. And that I wasn't God. That's what I found out. You know? Like earlier when I was telling you guys what I thought you should do, that's why I was walking around. You know? You know, I was in a delusion that you'd be a lot better off if you just did what I told you to do. You know, especially the women that in my life. You know, man, I was just certain if they would just do as I said, everything would be better. You know, you know, we took a good look at that. You know, you know, I don't think I'll ever forget. You know, I get done with this resentment inventory, you know, this fear inventory, you know, I called my sponsor one day and I said, hey man, I don't know how to act anymore. You know, because, you know, the depths of my selfishness is everybody I'm running into, you know, I'm looking to see what I can get, you know, from you. Not interested in how I can help you, but, you know, what can I get? So now I've got a good look at my behavior, and I called them and I said, hey man, I don't even know how to act. I'm afraid to approach anybody here, you know. And folks, you know, it was a good thing, you know. It was a good thing because I had nowhere left to turn but to God. Okay, you know, I went through this inventory, you know, I took a look at the sex inventory, which is, you know, about my relationship with others, you know, and especially with women, you know, what I saw was that all my relationships were based in selfish, self-seeking motives. Okay, that's how they started out, and that's how they ended, you know. And what I realized, folks, is that, you know, at my age, man, if I could do something different about it, wouldn't I have done it a long time ago? You know, that's what I came up with. You know, wouldn't I have done something about this a long time ago? I did these inventories, and then I found some of my behavior. I found my behavior objectionable. And then I lived a little bit and found out that knowing what my selfish and self-seeking behavior was, knowing wasn't enough, because I continued to behave in that fashion, and I was astonished, this inventory, I had nowhere left to go but to God, As I couldn't stop drinking, I seemed to not be able to stop with my objectionable behavior, okay? Objectionable behavior, the things that I do that I find questionable and continue to do, okay? I had to ask my sponsor what was objectionable. So folks, you see what's happened here? So we got a guy who can't quit drinking, okay? No human power can keep him from drinking, including his own. He's going to die an alcoholic death. He's going to turn to God, okay? He's going to be willing to believe in God, all right? Then he's going to push forward through this work. Now, folks, what I didn't know at the time is that, I must be getting some power from God already, and I just didn't know it, because, how is it that I'm able to push through this work, How is it that I'm able to make that decision in step three and now start moving into step four? And now there's a conscious contact with God coming, I'm turning to God. I've got nowhere else to turn. I'm turning to God. Then I go and share this resentment with a sponsor. So now what? As I alluded to earlier, I'm gonna take a look at all this behavior that I find objectionable. Okay, fear, selfishness, self-seeking behavior. All right, and I turn to God and I ask Him for help. Okay, I'm gonna ask Him to help me be rid of it, be rid of the objectionable behavior that he doesn't find useful, okay? Alright? Now, folks, all of a sudden I see, all of a sudden, my selfish and self-seeking behavior, I'm starting to not react the way I used to, okay? I'm starting to play God less, other people's life. I'm starting to keep my mouth shut and listen to what you have to say, because how can I help you if I can't even at least listen, right? So something's going on here, folks. Something's going on here. I'm gonna have to see that there's a power greater than myself that's working in my life here. By this time, I like what's happening here, and a lot's happened. A lot's happened in our first six or seven steps, and I'm thinking, what more can there be maybe for me? Man, can there really be more than this if I can continue on through this work in step 8 and 9, one of the most important things I forgot to share with you so far is that, I made a decision in step three to turn my will and my life over to God, and why don't we just end it at that and walk away and stay clean and sober forever? The reason why I can't walk away from there is because, folks, it's so important. Is there some things that are blocking me off from God? Okay, man, and I just didn't know it. You know, and you know, I'd like to ask the room if you'd be willing to consider whether maybe there's some things that are blocking you off from God. You know? So what I found out in step four is that there was some things blocking me off from God, and it's a selfish, self-seeking behavior. All right. I found out that I harmed some people, and you know, the book says that God lies in there inside of me and inside of you. Well, man, if God's inside of me and He's inside of you, then if I owe you some amends, then there's some people that and I haven't made those amends, and I'm blocked off from some people. Okay, just spiritual principle that I believe. Okay, if I'm blocked off from you, then I'm blocked off from God. You know, and you know, I'm sitting there in step eight, man. I'm thinking, man, so much has happened. Could there really be more to this program? You know, and I pushed forward. I made a list of all these people I had harmed. You know, and I made that list, man. And I'm thinking, you know what? I'm gonna knock this one out. You know, I'm gonna make this list. We're gonna make these amends. I know what needs to be done here. And I made that list, and I reviewed them with a sponsor, and I went to go make the easiest one I could find on my list. You know. You know, and I went to make that amends, and the power wasn't there. Oh, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. You know, tomorrow was a better day, you know, than today. The next day was a better day. And, you know, one more time, folks, I needed to turn to God. You know, the book asked me to ask God to be willing to make these amends, you know. And you see what's happening here, folks? The book, these steps, it's driving me towards God. Okay? That's what's happening here. All right? So, nowhere left to go. Book says that, hey, Emmanuel, remember, you're willing to go to any lengths in the beginning to stay sober. If you're not willing to make these amends, you're going to drink. All right? And, not exactly what the book says, it's pretty close. The line bothered me a little bit. So, folks, some prayer. Prayer's on the way to that first amends, man. And man, I swear, man, I needed the necessary power. It didn't seem to be there for every amends, you know. But by the grace of God, some more prayer, I went, I made those amends, and I made amends to all those that I could possibly make. I have three people left. You know, at this time, I've been approaching all three of those people twice, and you know, I haven't been given the opportunity to do that, so today, I pray to God for direction, you know, and if He demands what He would have me do, then I ask for the willingness to make those amends when I have the opportunity. Okay, folks, so I made a decision. And steps drive me towards God. So I've made these amends. No, I'm not blocked off from some people. God working in my life. I want to talk about, now that I've worked the 12 steps, you know, where do I go now? You know, what is there for me now, you know, and I'd like to, because I want to be, I want to, man, I used to sit in AA meetings, and I didn't understand what the solution was, and so I'd like to, I'd like to share about some of my own experience with you about what it looks like today on a daily basis. Okay? So you know, I've gained through this process, our book, this Conscious Contact with God, but how am I going to grow? Right? How am I going to grow now? I want to grow. I want to maintain this conscious contact with God, and I want to continue to grow. Now, but I've worked all the 12 of these steps already, and I love to talk about our steps 10 and 11. You know, the book gives us some real precise direction. I want to share with you what it looks like on a daily basis today. I'm still a rookie here, so I'll have to use the book to give you some example. But the book isn't as precise as, and I always put myself in the book, right, and direct the stuff at myself. So the book says, manual, upon awakening, let's think about the 24 hours ahead. Awakening kind of sounds like this morning. Every morning, right? Not just yesterday, today. I want to share with you what that looks like on a daily basis. You know, I woke up and I go out on the patio in the morning. Got the birds, got the breeze going, right? Now I'm armed with some prayers. Folks, straight out of the book, you know. Book says, before you begin, manual, ask God to direct your thinking. Let it be free of self-pity, dishonest, or self-seeking motives, okay? That's what it looks like. First thing in the morning, okay? Then the book says, consider your plans for the day, okay? Some eyes are probably going to close, you know, and I'm going to think about, you know, I thought about today, I thought about speaking at the Valley Speaker Group today, you know? I thought about having dinner with friends this tonight, you know, thinking about God help me to demonstrate who you would have me be, you know, or maybe it's God, would you go with me? Would you go with me to the Valley Speaker meeting tonight? Book says, manual, ask God to show you all throughout the day what your next step should be. That you be given whatever you need to take care of such problems. Okay, so there's another problem prayer for me, and that's how it's going to look in the morning. Manuel, constantly remind yourself that you are no longer running the show. That was real important for me. All right. Book says, I will be done. Remind yourself many times each day that thy will be done. I'm thinking many times is more than two. All right? I just wanted to share some highlights with you. There's just some things that mean a lot to me the book says every day is a day when you must share the vision of God's will into all of my activities. All of my activities, God's will into all of my activities. You know, that's the Deep Valley Speaker meeting tonight. You know, so I was into prayer tonight about that. Might be some prayer before I went to dinner with some friends tonight. You know, it's just about, man, how free do I want to be? You know? Do I want to take God's will, take the vision of God's will into all of my activities or not? You know? I don't know how this sounds to you folks, but this is becoming really exciting for me. Okay, to try to go through my day, try to get in the present, realize the presence of God in my life, and just to be able to turn to that power, man, as often as I want, you know. I couldn't do that until after I went through this work, though, okay? Folks, I found there were some things locking me off from him, there's some people I was locked off from, and I did this work. Now I have some action I can take, you know? How much time do I got? 2 minutes. Hey, I want to talk about the 12 step real quick. Talking about 12 step 12, folks, and you know, I want to talk about this one line here. Nothing ensures immunity from alcohol as much as intensive work with other alcoholics. My sponsor shared with me that intensive work with other alcoholics is me sitting down with another alcoholic with a book in between us, you know, and going through this process. You know, my sponsor used to come over to my house and we used to go through this work, man. And in the beginning, I was baffled that he came over. I was like, who does this? You know, the depths of my selfishness, you know, I didn't even go to anybody's house for an hour to help them with nothing, you know, unless it was something that maybe I was going to get, right? You know, but this guy's over here. And, you know, and then I thought, you know, maybe this guy's over here trying to stay sober, you know, he has some selfish motives. And then I don't think I'll ever forget what Nick said here last September at the Sally Speaker meeting. He said the reason why he works with others isn't to stay sober, but it's to get connected to God. Wow. I took a look at that and I thought, Ted, Nick, Stephanie, they're all working with God. You know what? They might be taking up all of God's time. What? Hey, wait a minute, I want some. What? So, you know, so this, I'm out of time, but I want to share with the group that this process that I'm talking about tonight, if there's anybody who's interested, if there's anybody willing to go to any lengths to stay sober, somebody who's desperate, somebody who can't drink but that they will drink, you know, if you want to go through this work, I'll take you. All right. Now, I said earlier that I want to be real clear. Now, I can take you through this work.
Bill can take you to this work. Dave can take you to this work. Stephanie can take you to this work. Tom can take you to this work.
Okay?
That's you.
Okay? And folks, I'm not saying that those are the only people that can take you through. Okay? I'm just saying that these are people I believe that you can trust your life with. Okay? Yeah, I suggest you get these people in front of you and don't take no for an answer. You know, anyway, that's all I got. Thanks.